team again. So, so we may be doing that once again. India, the people are gracious, and this family is just a treasure to the body of Christ. You will enjoy his ministry today. And so let's give both of them a warm welcome. We'll just bring them both up here at the same time. Welcome to River of Life. We're going to take a picture. Come on up, Pastor Prasad. Come on up.
This one's for you. On Facebook. Yeah, thank you.
Well, it is a privilege and a pleasure to be here always. And, you know, usually on Sunday mornings, I'm otherwise occupied. So so it's really a treat when either Charles or Prasad has come over and I've had the opportunity to kind of go on tour with them to, you know, great churches, great friends. Where we go with that, we met Prasad in 1999, my husband and I. And at that time, he was a youth leader for Pastor Charles. And he also ultimately became his son-in-law. So I just want to say there's something to being faithful in the house of God. Amen. He was like a, when Pastor Charles died, the word that God gave us all was that, Prasad was like a Joshua to, Charles being a Moses. So he was that one that was always faithful, always, you know, as close as he could get to the tent or the mountain or whatever was going on. And he was a faithful right-hand man and servant, to Brother Charles. And so, because when Pastor Charles passed, which of course, you know, hurt our hearts, but we know he really moved on to glory, for 3 days before he died, right, he was having visions of heaven. God was showing him the crowns laid up for him and really showing him his reward. How many people know that can kind of, you know, make you want to move towards the other side? So God was really encouraging him that his reward was due him. But we are so blessed to have Prasad here with us. When my husband and I met him in 1999, we hoped that, we said we'd love to bring him to America someday. And in 2010, I don't know, how many of you know Don French in the community? He's a prophet. Yeah, they know him well. He prophesied in 2010 that Prasad and his wife would come to America many times. So this year is the beginning of the fulfillment of that. Yeah, thank you. Prasad is kind of the front man, and then we're believing for Prasad and his wife to come next year now that she'll know what to expect, right, Prasad? So I just want to say about your church, Prasad has not ceased to say wow since he came in, and he hasn't even toured the whole building yet. We don't meet in buildings like this in India. We meet in buildings that often have dirt floors. People for years when he came sat on the ground. Just recently they've got plastic chairs. No climate control for the outside meetings, no air conditioning, no heating. What's that?
No bug control.
Yeah, no bug control. Yeah, flies and mosquitoes are kind of the order of the day. So to be with you, as Americans, we don't think of the lap of luxury with which we praise the Lord, right? Because we're not used to some of the things that are overseas. But we've worked with Prasad and his family for 18, 19 years. We're trying to do the math in our head. And the integrity of this ministry has been such a blessing to us. As sad as it is, we all know that sometimes overseas people will gather a group of kids for a photo opportunity, call it an orphanage, and ask you for money. And your money, not a cent of it, will ever go to help those kids or anything other than the person that took the picture. And there's a lot of, you know, how many's ever heard of the Nigerian scams, right? For a mere $2,000, they will send you $1 million because they're trying to transfer it to America. So it's been a privilege to work with a ministry of integrity where every single time there has ever been an offering or a project or anything else, and it's been quoted, it's come in at the amount of the quote, you know, and it has been completed in the very year that any funds were donated for it. It's been done on time, high quality, beautiful, and we've been able to visit it year after year, whether it's a well or something for the leper colony or anything else. There has been constant integrity in this ministry because they really see it as God's money, and they know that we'll all face God one day, right? Anybody want to rip him off and then face him someday? I don't want to. So we've watched this family raised their children and grandchildren in the love and the knowledge of the Lord. And the orphans that we've seen year after year, we've seen these kids go from little tykes giggling on the front row of the crusades that we hold, all the way up to teenagers that can recite entire chapters of the Bible. Not a memory verse, a chapter. and growing up into amazing servants of God. So it's a real privilege to be here, and I know Prasad's looking forward to sharing videos, or not videos, but his PowerPoint and things with you. Come on up, Prasad. That's my waving. Come on up here. and because ever since Pastor Janet went with us the year she did, you have been such a faithful blessing to them. And I just want you to know that every designated cent has gone into the thing that it was designated for and has been a blessing. You'll see some of the pictures. So thank you. Thank you for being you and for being such a blessing. And the year Janet went, Pastor Regina went too, and boy, was that ever a party. It was like such a party year. So we're really hoping. Regina said she might go this coming year, so I'm really going to try to hijack your pastor in January and get her back over there. But I just want to say, Pastor Janet, how many of you have been blessed by Pastor Janet's amazing prophetic gift? Absolutely. True prophetess of the Lord. I watched in a village where she called a man out from the back. I don't think he was, this was like an outside gathering. I don't even think this man intended to go to a church service or have an experience with God. He was just kind of back amidst some people that had gathered. And she called him out and called him forward, and she began to prophesy over him. With, of course, with an interpreter. He spoke Telugu, so that's a challenge. But she began to prophesy over him. And he, just the effect watching him, I mean, he ultimately, he dropped to his knees and then onto his face as the impact of God knowing the most hidden things about him. Just, I mean, you know, they say that in the Bible about how when you tell people the literal secrets of their heart, they know there's a God in heaven. And that man was literally converted in that moment as he came to realize that there was a living God that knew him so well that an American could get off a plane, amen, and speak the secrets of his life and his heart. What a blessing. So we are so grateful for your body, and I need to shut up so this man can actually share. but let's give a warm hand of welcome for our wonderful brother, Pastor Prasad. There you go. I'm sure you got your mic on, so you're good.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would like to thank Pastor Janet and Leonard for inviting me to this place. So this is a great blessing for me. It's a great privilege and honor for me to speak to you people at this place this morning. First of all, I thank God. Praise the Lord. And also our dear sister, Pastor Jack and Valerie, for the prophetic word came to pass in this year 2016 and letting me to come to visit U.S. Praise the Lord. So I have no words to speak about. You're all really good people of God. When Pastor Jan came to our place, I was overwhelmed. The spirit in her, while she was singing or playing the keyboards, or it was wonderful. The same kind of spirit we have, the same kind of spirit, what I can say that, when we have in our heart, the joy of the Lord, just like the joy of the Lord is my strength. This afternoon when I saw her playing the keyboards and singing the song, it was really awesome, dear sister. So I'm really happy to see all guys here for having this kind of fellowship with this River of Life Church. So I just wanted to say something about my ministry in India. As you all know about Pastor Charles, he might have visited you many times or in some occasions. He passed away, and we have been doing the ministry there since past 40 years. I can proudly say that I am the disciple of Jesus Christ and the spiritual son of Pastor Charles. When Pastor Charles passed away, I had no clue what to do, how to take the responsibilities to take this ministry. We have many things. We help the leper colony, and we have school and orphanage, and we have pastors and Bible women. Though we have many things, we had no clue what to do. But I just wanted to get rid of the ministry. But one day, one Sunday morning, one Saturday evening, I was thinking like that. I don't want to go to praise and worship. So what happened to me? So in my dream, that night at 5 a.m., a big person with big things, with big face, having many things on his face, just like a devil, looked like a devil. He was calling me, come on to me. I will give you everything. You just come to me. Then immediately I was shocked and get up from my bed. No. This is not my way. God has not given me this way. God has showed me some way, a better way. Amen. That is the truth of life. Amen. I was murmuring in my mouth. No, this is not the way. So since then, I woke up early in the morning and I read my Bible and I went to the church for praise and worship and to speak the word of God. My sister, she is Jessie Finney, wife of Pastor Charles Finney. She called me at 9 a.m. The other day, I told her, I don't want to go to the church. She called me at 9 a.m. Are you going to the church? Yes, I am going to the church. So, that was the thing God has showed me in a vision to take up the burden, to take the ministry forward. So just like what Pastor Valerie said, Pastor Janet visited our place and she has a very wonderful time with us. And they are helping the leper colony. Brother, can you show that? We have the leper colony. If I say something about the lepers, everybody knows about lepers. They should stay away from the town. They can't do anything for their living. They cannot make their own bread. They cannot go to any place to work. So just like in the Bible, it was said, they should have to stay outside of the village. So when Pastor Charles visited those people, he got something in his mind, in his heart. So he said something to them, okay, I will take care of you with a God-given heart. So when he visited those people, they have no roof or shelter to live in. So with all the help of the people like you and from the EFI and from the people, we were able to put the roof on that. Now they are staying in that roof. So like this. This is the total roof we got now. Previously, there was no roof on that. They used to stay in hot sun. They used to stay in the heavy rains in the same place without any shelter or roof, anything. But God has a provision for them with the prayerful hearts. Now they got the shelter for them. So like that, these are the people, when they got anything from the people like us, they praise the Lord all the time. Amen. And then they go, they praise like this. He was the person who is beating the drum. He was the elder of the lepers. So he plays the drum. They sing like anything.
Yes.
They sing. So that's the thing. They all the time they play hallelujah, they praise and worship, they play the drum and they sing for Jesus. They say hallelujah for that. So like that, they're doing. He's the elder of the leper colony community. He was met with an accident and he was almost to die, and he was not able to get the money, spend the money in the hospital. But whatever the seed we are getting, so through that they were able to get their wounds healed from that. So God gave him a life. Though he met with an accident, if anybody met with an accident with a motorbike, so we know everything. I don't know. I have not seen any motorbikes on the street here. This is totally different to my country. So very well organized. I prayed. I exalt God for seeing you people with all things of good administration, good organizing the things very well, and everything is organized. So this is a different kind of world for me. So I thank God for that. So that when it was happened to him, God gave him life. So the next one, these are the women. They stay there. They always praise the Lord. And then this is the kind of leprosy they have. Leprosy in the sense, most of the people, they might have not known about that. All the bones may shrink inside, and they don't have bones. So if any time, if they go outside for anything, those we will be having 108 Fahrenheit. You know, the temperature we will be having 108 right now. Last night when my son was calling me, and he was telling me that we were burning in heat. So it was. So in those conditions, when they go out, all those wounds, what they have, they pain a lot. So they just can't go out, and whatever the shelter we have put in, they stay inside, and whatever the means we are supplying for them, they go with that, and they take rest just inside only. So that is the, I just want to show you, that is the kind of disease they have. So this is the River of Life Community Church are helping those people with the groceries and rice packs and everything. So it's a great blessing for them. They just can't go outside and beg, and nobody will help them. Whenever they go outside all the time, they just praise the Lord. All of them are Christians. Since our country is a Hindu country, only 5% of the Christians are living in India. And 15% and more are the Muslims. And 80% of them are totally Hindus. So we don't have direct access to preach the word of God or to accept Jesus Christ. It's not a small thing. It's a big challenging thing. But these people, when we supply everything, they feel happiness and joy, and they go out and they sing, they beat the drum, and they sing alongs, they play the drum and they sing hallelujah, and everything, enjoy like anything. So God has given such a privilege to them to praise and worship freely. So it's a great thing, I can say that. Amen. So River of Life Church is helping them. We give them monthly support to these lepers just to live in. So, and when this is Pastor Fred, son of Pastor Charles Finney, every month he goes there and he supplies the food to them. Next. So this is the place, we come to the point, this is the place where there is no boundary for that. All the time, what I said, this our country is totally different from the US. Everybody lives in by themselves. The cows and the goats, everything just live by themselves. Nobody controls them. They just come into our homes also sometimes. So whatever they have, Whatever they got, the plants or the rice bags, anything, whatever they are putting outside, these cows and big animals are coming and they're destroying their things. So that's why one time they came to us and asked about, sir, we want to have a gate for this so that our things will not be taken by big animals, something like that. So we have not promised at the time, but since God has given a heart for us, we shared our things with our dear sisters and brothers. And thank you, Lord. Just then, you see that? A gate was sanctioned for them for their security through River of Life Community Church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have that. And the machine is working for that. And so the next, this is the gate. Praise the Lord. Amen. So this is the joy we can see. If we do anything for them, this kind of joy and happiness we see on their faces. So sometimes if we go there and if we touch them with a kind heart, they feel very much happy for that, since nobody touches them. So this kind of ministry we are doing in our place. And I praise God for the River of Life Community Churches helping this ministry in India. And I request you people and the pastors to continue the same support in the coming days also. And then we have many kinds of ministries. Since past 20 years we are doing in our place. We have Light of India School and orphanage. These are the kids. These are the kids. Left side we have the kids with us. On the left side we have young people there. They were brought up to the church when they were just like kids. So now they have grown up and they are helping the ministry. Now they are 18 years and 19 years old. So whenever they brought up at our place with a kind of godly words or godly stewardship, we call sometimes. So not to live in the world, not to get anything from the world, but whatever the teachings they give from the Bible or from the books of knowledge, they get and they stay with us and they are working with us for the glory of the God. And then we have this is Pastor Jessie Finney, wife of Pastor Charles Finney. She's taking care of this school and orphanage. So these are the girls. They sing, they pray, and then they do like that. And we have Independence Day celebration every year. So they celebrate the Independence Day. And this is them. So when we say something to them, they receive whatever the things, what they should do. Our main motive is to make them a good citizens of India. Not just giving the same kind of things all the time, but to be a future citizens of the country. So that many a times when they grow up, they go away from the church or they go away from the families. But when we teach something good for them, they will become the future citizens of India. So this is what we do. This brother, next brother. So we give some awards for whatever they do. If they speak something from the scripture, just like what Pastor Valley said, not just a small word, but they read the whole chapter from the Bible. One of the guys from the school and orphanage, he studied the whole 119 Psalm. 119 is the smallest or the biggest?
The biggest.
So one child, he has read the whole chapter without seeing the Bible. So we have those kind of children in our school and orphanage. So they will be given awards for that. And as and when we celebrate something, We give sweet cakes or chocolates for that. And then and these are the children we have. So next. So this is Pastor Josephine. She administers things for the school and orphanage. So we have this kind of ministry also. And recently, since past 2 to 3 years, we are going to the mountaintop ministry, which was an opportunity for us God has given. When we went to that place, those people are really in need of many things like the word of God, first of all. They don't know what is the word of God. When we see some people in the tribal areas, and the two, they live in the hilltop mountains, nobody will reach them. We don't have any access to reach them. So they don't have good roads, or no transportation will be there. So when we meet these kind of children or people, when we sow the word of God, they are coming to Jesus Christ, and they are becoming as good citizens of the place where they are living. So the next slide, brother. So these are the tribal children. We are reaching them. The next one. The recent cyclone, we have many kinds of disasters in our country. Since all the, we have extreme summer, extreme rainy season, and whenever we have the rainy season, we will be having big cyclonic storms. So at those times, the roofs will, the thatch sheds what they have, these cyclones will ruin all these thatch sheds. So God is providing us to put those thatch sheds for them. They stay there and they read the Bible or read the books, whatever they have for them. So this is kind of a ministry we are having. So these are the tribal children we have. Only now, only whatever the rice or food we are getting from the Sunday service, we are able to feeding them. So you just pray for these children in the past to feed them gradually and permanently. So so sometimes we help them like that to have the food or rice or to put any shelter or something like that. So this is the kind of ministry. When we go there, when we speak to them, they always feel happy for that and they praise the Lord. Whenever we see them, they praise the Lord. All the time they say, praise the Lord. So this is the kind of ministry we have. So I thank you for your great patience for listening to our ministry things. So I once again welcome you. And I praise God for giving me this opportunity to share something about my people and about the ministry in India. So since this is my first time to the overseas, I don't know what to do. But I totally rely on the Holy Spirit. When I see all these things, when I see all the technical things, everything, wow. I am in another side of the country, another side of the world. So when I see all these things, everything is organized. So just like God did everything according to His plan, when I come to understand all these things, okay, this is God's plan. Just like God's plan, you people are always plan accordingly. To do anything, you just plan before what you are going to do. So for that, I am really happy for that. But you just, you are doing good things, and I am learning from you. Whatever I am seeing with my own eyes now, I just wanted to implement in the coming days. So the Holy Spirit is leading us in these last days. The whole world is on a death row now, is it not? Amen. The whole world is on a death row. Why we are on a death row? Why we are on a death row? Repeatedly, we are breaking God's holy law. God has given certain things to do, do's and don'ts. So whenever we are breaking those rules, we are nearing the death. As scripture says, for God has given freedom to live in. So we should always thank God, for God has given us freedom from sin. And not only that, God has given power to do His will. Is it not? So when we see the scripture from Romans chapter 3 and 23, there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Nobody is perfect. All through this world, nobody is perfect. If you go to India, if you go to Russia, or if you go to America, or in any other country, everybody, there is no difference. No difference. And for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We have lost the glory of God. So what we should do to get the glory of God? As scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 45, don't think that I am giving many scripture quotes, so you please bear with me for a couple of minutes. 1 Corinthians, if we see chapter 15 and 45, we can read this. First man Adam became a living being, the last Adam a life-giving spirit. So first man, God has given him glory. And he has become a living being. Since God has created him, he has become the living being. Now, through New Testament, the last Adam, he has given us, what he has given us is a life-giving spirit. This means that he entered into a new life form of existence. So the glory is totally a new life form of existence. So what we should do now? Through last Adam, what we got? We got a new life. So that is the glory of God. That's why when we see from the scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 17, what God has given us? Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Praise the Lord. So now we are freed from all kinds of sin. The first man, Adam, when he became the living being, when he has disobeyed God's word, he has lost the glory of God. But again, the last Adam, he has given us the Spirit of the God, the Spirit of the Lord. That's why he is saying that now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Praise to Jesus. See, in our country nowadays, there is no freedom. So we pray all the time for freedom. Lord, give us freedom. Fill us with your Spirit. Many a times, we pray for the wealth of the people who are living with us. They face many challenges in our places. So they don't have freedom to go to the church. They don't have freedom to sing just like what we are doing today. But whatever they have, we have last Adam. Through him, what we got, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So that's why if you see Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live in a new life. Praise the Lord. So God has given a new life. So whatever the things we have done, whatever the things we have got through, the first Adam, they were crucified, and now we got a new life. So again, if you see in verse 4, 6, the same Romans chapter 6 and 6, for we know that our old self was crucified. Praise the Lord. So whenever we come to Jesus, whenever we come to Jesus and accept as Lord and Savior, our past was crucified. We preach the same to our people all the time. They may be in the world. They might have gone for many, many, many idols. We have 300 million gods in our country. You know that? One day they worship one god. The other day they go to some other god. The other day they worship rocks. The other day they worship the trees. The other day they worship the plants. And all kinds of animals they worship. They treat that elephant is a god, snake is a god, and the pig is a god, and the crocodile is a god, and the crab is a god. Everything, every nasty things. Whenever we teach something like this, when they come to Jesus, all the past things were crucified, and just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So God has given me a new life. So my past was crucified. So when we know that our old self was crucified, then God gave us freedom from sin. Praise the Lord. So our God has given a new life, a new nature, and a new freedom. Praise the Lord. So because of the Spirit of the Lord, because of the Holy Spirit, we got a new life, a new nature, and a new freedom. So we got life through the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. We got the life only through the life, the Spirit of the God. We will get the eternal life only through the Spirit of the God. So when we see Romans chapter 8 and verse 2, chapter 8, verse 5. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their main minds set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. So here, we are seeing two sets of people. So, who are they? Who are having minds, their minds set on sinful nature, the nature of desires. And the second one, who is that? Spirits. With the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. So whenever we set our minds on the Holy Spirit, He gives us discernment. He takes us to the eternal life. So we had lost through the first Adam and the last Adam, who is the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. He has given the eternal life in these days. That's why what we should do, we should set our minds on the Holy Spirit. So just like that, when the Spirit of, He was present in the creation of the Holy Spirit was present in the creation of the whole world, is it not? Is it just today? Or at the time of Jesus Christ? So when we see Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. So the same Spirit, He has created the universe. With the same Spirit, He has created the universe, the sky, the stars, the moon, and the earth. Every living things, the same Spirit of God has done everything. And The same Spirit is actively involving in these last days also, equipping His people. So this Holy Spirit is not just today or yesterday or tomorrow. It was when before the creation is made. God's Spirit has created this universe, and the same Spirit is, when the same Spirit dwells in us, it takes to the eternal life. Amen. So what we should do for this? To get the Holy Spirit. Ezekiel prophesied in chapter 36 about the Holy Spirit again. Ezekiel 36, chapter 25 and 27, we say this. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. Praise the Lord. So He can remove all the impurities. And He can remove all the idols. What kind of idols we have in our heart? So what kind of sinful nature or impurities in our hearts, in our human being nature, they will be removed through His Holy Spirit. This is a promise to His own country, Israel. So, the Spirit of the Lord is giving us the promise to remove all kinds of impurities. So, in these last days, in John chapter 3 and 6, when we read that, flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, here Jesus was explaining the importance of a spiritual rebirth. So everybody has lost the glory through first Adam. So what we should do? We should accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And not only that, we have to expect for the Holy Spirit to dwell in us for all the time, to know His ways, what to do, what not to do. The sinful nature has gone, and we got the new life, new nature, and new freedom. Through that, what we should do? Flesh gives birth to the flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to Spirit. When Spirit lives in us, we can give the same Spirit to some our brother. So we can lead them to the glory of the God. If we can teach them, they will get new life. They will get new life. They will be freed from sin, and they will get new freedom. When we teach the Holy Spirit all the time, when we speak in tongues, when we praise and worship the Lord just like this, so they will come to the glory of God. What Bible says in Acts chapter 1, to equip His disciples, Jesus did the same thing. If we read the scripture from the second verse, until the day He was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles He had chosen. He is giving instruction to His disciple, to the chosen people. So in these days we should also give some instruction. What to do, how to proceed in this world, in this impure world. Whatever the idols we have in our hearts, how to remove those idols, how to take out those idols from our hearts. Jesus, the same Jesus, after He resurrected from the grave, He spent 40 days with the disciples. And He taught, what He taught? He giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles He had chosen. If we go to the third verse also, He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. So we have to speak, through the Holy Spirit about kingdom of God also. We are establishing kingdom of God, whether we live in India or America or in Russia, we have to establish the kingdom of God in these last days. So how Jesus has given instructions to his disciples on that day, we also should give instruction to our own community, to our own people, how to get this Holy Spirit, how to lead your life, how to take out the impurities, how to take out the idols, how to lead a glorified life, how to get the eternal life, how to get the spirit of life, something like that. We have to give instructions to our own people as Jesus did in those days. If we read in the same Acts chapter 1 and 4, in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So the baptism of Holy Spirit. We will get the baptism of Holy Spirit. Before that, they could not speak. The disciples, they were just in the upper room, not to do anything. Jesus left them. They know pretty well about the Roman government. They have seen with their own eyes what they did to Jesus Christ. They were frightened. They were just in the upper room, and God came to them and spent 40 days with him, mentoring them. In other words, I could say that. So then he promised them baptism of Holy Spirit. From then, the things will never be the same. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So we got the salvation now. We were able to praise and worship him like. So we were freed from all sorts of impurities and idols only because of the Holy Spirit. If there is no Holy Spirit, we all should have gone to Jerusalem and see Jesus. Oh, this is Jesus. This is Jesus. This is Jesus, like that. Since he has sent the Holy Spirit, when these disciples were equipped with the baptism of Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit is dwelling in us. Praise the Lord. So whoever expects and whoever do the will of God, whoever will be freed from sin, whoever will get the new nature, and whoever will get this Holy Spirit, they can speak, they can talk the word of God, they can proclaim the word of God, and they can establish the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So we should do this. This is the only thing God has given us. So go and preach the gospel to the nations. So where we are living in, we go to the places just like those tribal areas, any place, ends of the earth, where there will be no power, no current, and no microphones. We just speak with our own oath. Sometimes we may lose our tongues, voice also. But God is giving us that strength only through the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. Otherwise, we just can't do anything. I just can't move my foot even without the Holy Spirit. I can say that. So the Holy Spirit has given us that much of strength, power to speak. So how these disciples got the power of the Holy Ghost, baptism with the Holy Spirit, and what Jesus did, they did everything. Cast out the demons, healed the sick, and when they preached, thousands of people came and accepted Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah. So in these days, if we also do the same Spirit dwelling in us today, what Jesus has promised, what Jesus has sent, who is comforting us today? Only the Holy Spirit. We may be alone sometimes. We can't do anything. We can't speak to others. We can't say our burdens to anyone. So when we expect Holy Spirit to speak on, Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to me through your word. When we say that, certainly God will speak to us. Praise the Lord. So in these days, we should expect the Holy Spirit to do the miracles, signs and wonders in our days. So if we can see the same thing in Romans chapter 8, 5 and 6, just I will conclude. Yeah, Romans chapter 8, 10. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. Praise the Lord. So our spirit is alive just because of righteousness. That's why in these days I conclude my message in chapter 1 John chapter 5 and 5. If I read this. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So when we believe that, we can expect. And if we believe, then Holy Spirit comes to us. And then if we act like what Christ directs in Galatians chapter 5:22, it says that we should act like what God says to us. Chapter 20. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, praise the Lord. We just live by the Spirit. So nothing we can do. We cannot do anything. So we must please God only by believing in Him. And how we act, just like what Christ directs. So we have to act like how Christ directs to do this will, to do His will. If the voice of the Lord says something to you, we should have to act like that. If the voice of the Lord says something to do this, not to do this, we should obey His word. So finally, if we see in Romans chapter 12 and 6, we have different gifts according to the grace given us. We should serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. We are willingness to serve the Lord. God has given different kinds of talents to us. So just like our sister, she is playing the piano. And she is singing. It's an awesome thing. God has given a wonderful gift and talent. So when we do that, willingness to serve the Lord, and the choir sing well. So just like that, when we sing for Jesus, and whatever the talents, gifts and talents God has given for us, if we do His will and willingness to serve the Lord. So one person cannot do all these things. That's why God has chosen the disciples. So when we are willing to do His will, God will certainly do those things. So in these last days, when we will be empowered to serve God, to do His will, in Acts chapter 1 and 8, it says that, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Amen. We will receive power when Holy Spirit comes on us. So we will be empowered. We should believe in Jesus Christ, and we should act like what Jesus Christ directs. And the third one, we should find solution to solve our own problems. And the fourth one is, God will empower us with His Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes on us, so we will be filled with Holy Spirit. We will get the strength. So we will be equipped to do His will. So we will become God's plan to build up His church. In finally, Ephesians chapter 4 and 12, we should build up the church of God in this world. So, in the verse 1 says, to prepare God's people for work of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Praise the Lord. So, we have to establish the kingdom of God, and we all together, we have to build up the body of Christ. When the Holy Spirit lives in us, when the Holy Spirit dwells in us, when all the impurities and all the idols have gone out from us, so when we get the new life, new nature, and new freedom, when we expect the Holy Spirit to dwell in us, so God will certainly establish the kingdom of God, and God will certainly build up His church for His coming. Finally, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and 14 says that, by His power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and He will raise us also. Praise the Lord. When we see that, so that is the only hope we have. What for Christian life? What is for Christian life? Someday, we all will see. Whom do you see? Whom do you see? Whom do we see? So, in the final, but by His power of God, rise the Lord from the dead, and He will rise us also, and we will fight the battle with the Lord. So, we will be just like the soldiers. We will follow Him. He will go before us, and we follow Him, and we all will participate in that battle. That is the only hope we have. When we have the Holy Spirit lives in us, so we built up the church in these last days, and for the King, for His kingdom of God, and praise the Lord. So let us pray. Just let us pray. We praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise You, Jesus. We thank You, Lord. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Lord. Thank You for the Holy Spirit given us, Lord. The same kind of Spirit You have given to the disciples on those days, the same Spirit is dwelling in us, Lord, to build up the church on this earth, to establish Your kingdom, Lord. You have removed all the impurities, all the idols from us. You have given us a new life, new nature, new freedom. Now we act like what You direct us. How You direct us, Lord, to build up Your church on this earth. We submit everything to You, Lord. Use us in these last days to establish the kingdom of God on this earth. And we give You glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank You for giving me this wonderful time. And it's my welcome to my place. If you can visit us, you can you can pass Janet and Pastor Valdi, so that we all have fun at our place. Amen. So I look forward to see you all again. Thank you for giving me this wonderful
Amen. Time. Let's give the Lord a praise. Thank you, Pastor, for fun. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.